It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to follow up. I think you might have called in earlier. We missed your call. I'm not sure if you were already helped.
No, I have not been.
Okay. And how can I help today?
So I was looking for Jonathan because I keep getting texts in the middle of the night that wake me up and it's kind of pissing me off.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let me check what's
yesterday.
Going on. Yeah.
I talked to a guy yesterday about it and asked him to stop it, and he said he would look into it, and I got one this morning at 1:03 or something like that, 1:13 this morning, and it woke me up. I get an email and a text every day at 1:13 from you guys, and I'm not happy about it, so I want to change.
Completely understand. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure why that's happening. Our messages never go out during the night. It looks like it could be a glitch. But I'm going to go ahead and get in touch with our IT department and I make sure that this does not happen again. I'm just sorry it continues to happen, Jerry. I know how annoying that could be.
Me too, because I have to have my phone on alert because just in case something happens because I manage a couple of places. So,
of course.
Let me see here. I just want to take a look at this. So this one this morning was at 1:13 this morning.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
877? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 6225. Yep.
Right. Yeah, I'm seeing that. And on our end, on our time, it's 12:13. It looks like it's 1:13 a.m. your time. So, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I'm going to make sure that this doesn't happen. I'm going to fix this right away. As soon as it's fixed, I'll follow up with you today just to let you know it's good and done and you should not expect anything like that to happen again. Okay.
Sweet. That would be great. Okay. Now, the other thing was I have a domain name for the website, and I'm not sure if I can talk to you about this or if I'm supposed to talk to somebody else. But so I have a domain name for the website, but I don't know how to – I'm not sure how to get into it without using my personal email. So is there somebody that can – walk me through that so I can set you guys up for admin on it, because it's with Google. I bought it through Google. I lease it through Google. And just because I don't want somebody else having control over my domain.
Right. Okay. No worries at all.
I want to give you guys permission to set it up.
Right, exactly. Okay, no worries at all. Let me go ahead and see here.
So the only way I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Sure, my name is Lily.
Lily, sorry.
Okay.
So the only way I can access it, I mean, I can't, it's taskmastercolorado.com is the domain, but I can't even pull it up, so because I haven't published it yet or something. I don't know. But I can't access it unless I go through my personal email to get to it.
Yes.
Is that why
so
it's not out there yet?
Yeah, so your domain, I looked it up as well. There's nothing attached to it. So it looks like whatever website you're building is not published. But it doesn't need to be published in order for us to add the content of the website, because that's what we're doing, right? Your understanding is we're creating a website and attaching it. Okay, perfect. Okay, so it doesn't need to be published in order for us to add the content. We really just need you to log in and give us access to the domain. Let me just
how I do that.
Yeah, I'm looking for the email with instructions on how to do that exactly. We have one for Google domain specifically. So let me just see here.
I mean, I can share it with you guys through email, I believe. But I think that gives you all permission levels. I mean, I want to retain some kind of control on it, you know? I mean, I understand but I don't want to relinquish complete control on the website, if that makes sense.
Of course.
I mean, I'm mentioning it's mine. Because one of the people I talked to at your place said that I could buy my website back from you for like $100 and the domain would be mine. That's not right. I mean,
it's not
ever going to be mine. But, well, that's what she told me. So, I mean, so that's why I went out and bought or leased the domain on my own. And that's why I'm going to do it this way.
Okay.
You guys manage it, but I want control over it.
Yeah, of course, definitely. We don't ever actually take full control of any domain. We just ask that you give us access and then we apply the content. But I completely understand. So let me just go ahead and pull up that email. Just one second. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. Were you saying something? Your phone's breaking up.
I'm driving, so I'm.
Oh.
I live in the mountains, so I'm going past the bad spot here.
Gotcha. No worries at all. Okay, so I did find the email. We just sent that out to you. It just says delegate access to your website domain. The second part of that email explains how to do that with Google domains. I'm not sure if you can do that now or if you prefer to get a call back from us later today or if you just want to try it on your own, whatever you prefer.
Can you give me like two minutes? I just got to get pulled over here to where I can look at this.
Sure, no problem.
It just came across.
Okay.
Let's see here. Check the email. Oops. What email did you send that to?
Oh, I sent it to the one on file. Let me just double check what that is. Let's see. The system sent it to taskmasters411@gmail.com.
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Let's see it. Okay. She's coming around the corner. I'll be parked here in a second.
No worries. Take your time.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So how's things out in California? Nice day out there today?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a little foggy this morning, but it's nice.
Yeah. We don't get fogged here in the mountains too much, so it's
really?
We get some, yeah. We live at about 7,000 feet, so.
Oh, is there snow out there?
Yeah, got some snow. Last night it rained in the bottoms and snowed on the top. I'm looking at snow right now on the top.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, access, GoDaddy, Google domain. Sign in the Google domain, select the name of your domain. Open menu. Let me see if I can even access it here.
Sure.
This will be interesting to be able to do. Well, I'm not even sure where it went.
Now that I'm checking, I'm not sure if it's going to let you. You said you're, are you leasing the domain or did you purchase that?
I leased it. I can't purchase a domain. I have to lease it every year.
Oh, okay.
According to everything I've seen on research, you can't purchase a domain. You have to lease them. I can lease it up to 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's why I thought it was funny you guys were trying to sell me something that I can't own.
Well, that's actually the first I've heard of that, because honestly, 99% of our clients own their domain, whether it be with Google or GoDaddy, whatever system. I know that you have to renew it every year, if that's what you mean, but it comes down to being a purchase domain for at least for that year.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't actually own it. You just lease it every year. You have to renew it every year.
Yeah, you have to renew
it. Years. Right.
Gotcha.
I don't actually own it. So, I don't see where in the heck that came in at. Not. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to do this on my phone, and it's just not
okay.
Working out so hot. Google, well, hold on. Maybe I just found it here.
Okay.
Google domains. Let's be registered with us. As you discover, set up professional email, advertise. Earn money, blah, blah, blah. Terms and conditions. So how do I get to the website? Let's see if I can open this.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Nope. Denied. Hang on. So, I don't know. Let me see one more thing here.
Sure.
Verified the email. So another question I have while I have you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to ask you, Dan? I just lost it. I can't remember now. I'm going to have to try to do this later. I got to get to work.
Okay.
So. For some reason, I can't get into this. I'm going to have to be on my computer at home.
Okay.
I don't know why I can't. Let me see here. Find your place online. Yeah, I'm going to have to attempt this when I get home tonight and see what I can do with it. I just can't... can't access it right at the moment.
Okay.
Maybe.
No worries.
There's something else I wanted to ask you, but I can't remember what it was now. Oh, Google PIN verification for Google. They said they sent me a mail. Out. I do not get mail at my home. So when I talked to Jonathan about this, I don't get mail at my house. We do not have home delivery in Eagle, Colorado. The only thing I have is a post office box, and that's it. So I don't know. They said they send it out, so I don't know how I'm going to get that. Can you explain that to me? Because
of course.
Come to my house.
Okay. So the address that we have, 808 Brush Creek Court, is where you don't get mail?
I do not get mail there. That's my home. I mean, that's my physical address, and I do not we do not have home delivery. The only thing I have is a post office box, and I know they don't deliver to post offices.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Okay. Did they give you another option? Did they possibly ask for another address that we can use, or what did they say about that?
Is that all they said? Yeah, I don't have any place else I can send it. Both my wife and I work out of our house, so I don't have another physical address with the mail. That receives mail. Nothing.
I see.
I don't have any at all. And that's supposed to be on its way, so it's going to get returned, so that puts me another 7 to 10 days out for getting my pin and getting that up and running, which I had this discussion with Jonathan, so I don't know why we continued with that process when it wasn't going to work.
I agree completely. I don't know why they would send it out when you don't get mail there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get in touch with the Google department team, and we're going to see what other options we have. I'm definitely going to have to give you a call back about this today because we want to get that situation figured out as well. So I'll be able to follow up with you, Jerry.
Totally fine. I just wanted to, that's one of the questions I had. I just wanted to get that rolling because I can't do much with anything without that. So, I mean, I'll get the website, get you permission tonight, I hope. If I have any problems or if I get an opportunity to swing by there, maybe I can get back to the house in a couple of hours and I'll try to call again, but I couldn't get through a while ago. So, I mean, I don't know. Jonathan said I had a direct line to him too, but I don't. He didn't leave me his thing. I just need a number to punch in so I can get to somebody or something.
Right. Okay. So one thing that I would suggest is if you want to just send in a text message and say, hey, Lily, give me a call or somebody give me a call, we get those directly versus having to call in and wait because right now we do have a little bit of a high call volume. If it's easier, just send in a text message. Feel free to just say, Lily, I need help, and I'll get that directly because I am helping managing your account.
I send that to the 6225 number?
Yep, exactly. That's our main line. So you,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You can do that. Okay.
Text Lily. I will do that.
Okay, perfect. And I'll be in touch with you later today anyway, Jerry. I want to make sure that we have the PIN situation figured out and that you're not going to get any more text messages in the middle of the night. Okay.
Okay, yeah, if you can, like, give me a couple of hours, maybe I can get to the house and text you, and then we can do both at the same time. That would be cool.
Of course. No problem. I'll go ahead and give a call in just the next few hours, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Lily. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for your time, Jerry. Have a good day.
Yep. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.